everybody. Welcome to the men's room. My name is Miles Montgomery.
Hola, I am Steve the Thrill Hill.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk.
Hey, listen, we really appreciate you guys checking out the show.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And listen, when we got together, we have had one goal on this show, and that was to syndicate our show. And I think I can speak for everyone in the men's room. Can I speak for everyone in the men's room?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, well, here we go. We're jacked about working with you guys. What is that noise?
Look, we've been together for a long time, and we can't wait to have you join the party.
Dead air.
Hey, look, we're just being ourselves, having some fun. We hope we get the opportunity to make some great radio and share some laughs with all of you. And we think you're really going to like what you hear.
But until then, do what you do best and stay beautiful.
You're listening to The Men's Room.
What trait did you inherit from your parents, and what trait of yours do you hope to not pass down to your kids?
Hello, Sam. Welcome to the men's room.
I got crooked teeth, and my mouth wasn't big enough for them all.
You got a tiny little mouth. You were so happy when sliders started getting taken over, weren't you? They started coming up on me like, oh, it's a little hamburger for my little tiny mouth and my tiny teeth. These 100-calorie snack packs are great. Just enough for my little mouth.
You ever look at the quarter-pound Big Bite and just wish?
My little tiny mouth.
He is so happy that he called right now.
All right, there are two 41-year-old guys in Canada who have been friends their whole lives, and they just found out last week that they are accidentally switched at birth.
Now, is the deal, I guess, they were supposed to be with each other's parents?
That would be switched at birth, yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, that's just, sorry. They just became friends. Never mind, man.
Right, after like a couple months, we've been having fun.
Do you learn things?
No!
She's
sitting there. It's like we're sitting on the couch. She goes, man, I got to stop just like hanging out and like eating. I don't want to gain any more weight.
No, Dad.
Here comes a trap. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
I don't want you to gain any more weight either.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Christine. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. You know when you cannot tell that somebody is half listening to you and you're getting the constant strains of, I call that husbanding you.
Yeah, what do you talk about where your husband checks out the most?
Well, I currently don't have a husband.
Do you think he divorced you for your boring stories that go nowhere?
He didn't divorce me. He passed away, actually.
Oh, man. Now you gotta lay that on me.
Miles!
Right.
So I'm just saying, I guess Disturbed has a thing with, you know, because now, you know, they, Land of Confusion was Genesis.
Yeah.
And now you're covering Garfield and Funkle.
Wow. Garfield and Funkle.
The Ted Wordsmith, butcherer of the English language, brought to you by the 8th grade twice. Now back to the program.
I know it's Art Garfunkel.
And?
The little
but
guy.
But just put it together.
Graceland. Oh, Garfunkel and Simon.
Ted's continuing struggles with the English language, brought to you by a clean-living, healthy lifestyle. Yeah. Now, back to the program.
Same difference, right?
Garfunkel and Simon.
It's like Oates and Hall.
All right, this is insane. What sea creature is the only animal you can legally shoot from a moving vehicle in California?
The horseshoe crab.
Because people give a flying F about a horseshoe crab.
It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Two. Clint's on the hunt for some clean clams. You better shuck on my slippery dock if you want to clean Clint.
Three times fast.
Funny Teddy, the truck king, has fun trucking the funk and is funny.
This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
To find out more about the Men's Room, please contact Neil Weiner at 206-706-1373 or email nweiner@westwoodone.com.